Now it's page Samach Gimel in your copies where I'm going to pick up. We're in the middle of Mishnah Aleph and Perek Beis. On page Nun Ches in our print, I'm skipping a paragraph for a reason. Vihine. What I'd like to point out here, sometimes we talk about the Gra and his generation, and how their point of reference was so much different than ours in the level of Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah here is a very popular feel-good Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ezeo derech yishara sheyavar lehadam," what's the straight path the person should choose? "Kol she teferes leisev, teferes lemina adam." Usually translated, something that is not only, like you say, good to, what did I say, to God and to light. So, you know, it's one of those feel-good missions. You gotta get along with people, get along with God. His interpretation of mission is totally different. He's talking about friendship, on a totally different level. He's talking about that the Teferis Loi min ha'adam, the Teferis Loi from Hashem, are friends that are willing to be critical of each other, of course in a constructive way, and to correct each other in Avodas Hashem. That's basically what he talks about. Friends are people who can give each other techocha. Would you like a friend like that? You call it a wife, but you know, it doesn't feel good. You know, you have a friend that's gonna correct what you do. You know, it's not like if the guy sitting next to your shul says you talk too much during davening. Usually, you just switch seats to someone else who doesn't mind. You know,
that's actually Yahav
Yochiach,
right?
Who God loves, God gives techocha, so people should be the same. It's true. Where I was davening in Muncie, one of the main man in the shul, the fellow who funds the shul, his tefillin are much too low on his forehead. So I went over to him and I told him, "Your tefillin are off." He says, "You sure?" I said, "I'm sure." So I fixed them, and then I went over to someone else to find out if he was offended. So he said, "No, don't worry, he doesn't get offended." But you know, this guy's walking around with his tefillin on his forehead. Yeah, I don't know, he's been kind of just tefillin for the last month or two. But no, everyone's afraid to tell. Well, it's usually afraid to tell somebody that's they're afraid they'll be offended. A good friend should not be that way. Now, I'm going to pick up Vihine Alachato. In the previous paragraph, he writes by Richus about the fact that most frum people who do Averis don't do it berishus. People typically do it either because they feel it's mutter, or they feel it's not so terrible. Well, they really, it's below Kavana, they feel that it's, most from people don't sin outright and say, you know, I'm going to sin today, let me do an Avera. That's not, we're not on, that's also a level, you know, but it's not, we're not there. So he writes here as follows. Asher hayetze maraloi derech heter. Those sins where Yetzirah tells him a heter, he tells him it's not so terrible, or it's out and out mutter. Toiv l'shmaya ulisyaitz im chaveray. The right thing to do is to listen and look for an etza. Page Nun Ches, I think it is. No?
Sound like
Gimel in that one. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the etza. The etza is to talk it over with your friend. Alurais alacherim kniskala el. To like those who are critical of him, or are constructively critical of him. I should call teferes leimin ha'adam. I'm not sure how that sentence fits. I should call teferes leimin ha'adam.
That's what it means. What does it mean?
Okay, I know what I got. So that is teferes leimin ha'adam. That you have somebody else, the Yetzirah tells you it's mutter, discuss it with people. Al shaygig b'loi kavana. Oimer havizoyer b'mitzakala kachamur. Shiestakal v'yizbayna b'drach of l'bal yavarena. She'll look at even the easier things, not to be Iver. U'kenegen meizir oimer havi mechashev. So I told you his style in Ruach Chaim is to connect the three parts of the Mishnah. So he connects them, that the three ways that people sin. If you have people, friends, who will correct one the other, so the Eimer Mutter type of Averis won't happen. Be careful, leads up, even in light, easy things, is what leads a person not to be aveira, over an aveira, but like kavana. That is for mezidim. So those are the three type of aveiras that a person might be over. And he explains, to be careful from a mezid at a time that his yetzahara is strong, it's hard. And imagine, a person has such a yetzahara to do an aveira. Someone gives him a surah that he's going to get killed, and he does it anyway. So that obviously the yetzahara is very strong. Don't wait until you're tempted by aveira, but beforehand, before the aveira comes to your hand, make cheshbainis in life. So he's saying is that it takes preparation for a person not to instinctively follow the aveira that he does. I believe in the Alishur, he brings from one of the Bali Musar, I don't remember, was the Alt of Slobodka, or maybe it was, sorry, I'm not sure from who, but he brings that he tried to train himself not to do things instinctively. So he trained himself that he would take on himself five times a day. When he's doing something instinctively, to just catch himself. Not an Aveira, but if he had instinctively would reach to scratch an itch, he would just stop himself to practice stopping his instinctive reaction. And stop me afterwards, he'd go like this and scratch himself. But just, see, he doesn't do things. The idea is that your head should tell you, intellect should tell you this makes sense.
To analyze.
To analyze and think about things. Not to do things instinctively. So when I read that, I said five times a day. You know, like I'll try five times a week maybe, and you know, to catch myself from not doing something just instinctively. We always react instinctively. You know, you see a chocolate, so it's instinctive that you take it. Later you realize that you had just made up that morning, you weren't going to eat any more chocolates. But, you know, that's nature of a human being. Yes, sir?
It's synonyms. Instinct and reflex, it's a synonym.
Maybe. So what I mean here is, okay, it depends how the word is used. So it's a synonym, yeah. So at any rate, this is what he's saying, that you have to make a cheshbin beforehand. Again, my point is just the chevra that he was in. A chevra of friends who could just tell each other, you know, you're a few minutes late this morning, you missed brachas, or you could tell somebody and they're not getting insulted. That's my dream. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he was part of a chabura that did.
And were afraid to criticize him.
Well, when he became the famous Rechaim Volozhin, I don't know. That's one of the things you pay for when you sit under the head of the yeshiva. But as he was developing, he had that. He must have had that. That's his goal.
And they had Musa yeshivas.
They had Musa yeshivas. They had.
Each one was
gave Musa. Okay. So that's why Musa yeshivas aren't around anymore. Who can go? There's a famous line in the Kotzker, and every biography has that someone came to the Kotzker from one of the other Hasidic yeshivas, and he told the Kotzker that when he was in this other Hasidic place, whatever he did was good. Daven a little, it's good. Daven a lot, it's good. You learn a little, it's good. You learn a lot, it's not. Whatever you do, you know, good is bad, bad is good. Everything is wonderful. You know, it's a feel-good place. He says, now I came here, whatever I do is no good. You know, you complain to the Kotzker. That however much I learn, you know, you're telling me that it's nothing. Whatever I do, you know, Kotzker was the opposite extreme. So the Kotzker looked at him angrily and he said, "Who said that God wants your feel good? Maybe God wants your feelings of I'm not doing enough." You know, who said that that's what Rabbi Nishan wants? Maybe he wants your tzar over mitzvahs rather than your you're just feeling good over mitzvahs. I said, those are two extremes, but nevertheless, there should be a medium, and we live in a time and a generation where it's very hard to be critical of anybody. It's very, very hard, and I don't know. It's one of the differences, I have to say, between the yeshiva and the shul, between the rav and the rebbe, at least for boys, you know, that I'm fortunate enough to be with. It's a difference, which I tell you. It's easier to talk to somebody who's 30 years younger than you than to talk to somebody was your age, which is very, very hard. It's very difficult. At any rate, if anything I said was wrong, let me know.
Eos friends.
Friends are the ones who gave him a hard time when he's in pain and lost his family, and isn't that amazing? Those are friends. Those are real friends. Okay. At any rate, he goes on. V'higdol ha'tana v'hifli. The Tana goes on and expresses strongly la'asais la'idienu v'hifli la'asais, and he expressed things in a strong way. La'idienu chaymer oven ha'shaygeg. To let us know that even when someone sins b'shaygeg, you shouldn't think it's nothing. It has a chumra too. All you do is written. Now, I have to explain. A person is like the center. How would you translate hamachuga? You have a good translation for me. He's like the center of a projectile. The center of a projectile, when you shoot an arrow, if you're off by an inch at the source, you're off by a mile at the target. So he says a human being is like the center of something that's projected. Bintayse ma'at yisakim kol ha'igol. When he bends a bit, the entire arc is crooked. Kena adam yisakim makalt b'maisav kol ha'ilamais. A person's actions influence the world. Desire says actually that especially with speech, a person could do damage. So this is an idea that we had once before, that there are two parts in a mitzvah. One part is the being an Eved Hashem, doing what God says. So that's one part of a mitzvah. Now besides that, a mitzvah is misakin elamais. It does something in the world, and averis paigim in the elamais. There's reality to mitzvahs and averis. So there are two parts to what a person does. So even if he's a shaygeg, and he's not failing in his being Eved Hashem, nevertheless, in the effect it has on the world, that effect is real. In parentheses he writes, in brackets, farasha also hu ba'atzme manishai. The Ra itself affects him. K'maymer, Rabbi Sein HaZakhrani Levracha, Risham Ma'amikin Lehem Gehenim. Ratzalayma, Risham Atzman Lehem Ma'amikin. The Risham themselves dig themselves a deep Gehenim. Lebechat Tzedikim, it's Risham Barashem, Ratzan HaLaymer, Atari Shal Atzman. They crown themselves, V'day Lamevim. Ki B'chachman Nifla Bar HaShem Esa Adam. Now we're familiar with the idea of Ramach Evarim Neged Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. Now the other day, Eli Rabinowitz asked me for a list of the Ramach Evarim. There's actually a Mishnah, I think in Taris, that goes through a basic list of the Ramach Evarim. I think each finger is one, two, three, four, there's four each. Each joint, when we say 248 limbs, we don't have limbs as in English, but joints, each bone that serves a purpose. So there are Ramach Evarim, neged the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, Shasa Agid neged Loi Saseh. That's an idea. It's not just coincidental that there are mitzvahs connected all the parts of the body. It is an idea that every part of the body has a mitzvah which affects it, which potentially affects it in whatever spiritual way. It is said that the mitzvah of anaychi is the lev, is the heart. We say that a yid, no matter how distant he is, that what they call the pintala yid is always there. Anaychi Hashem alakecha, we heard from God. In the heart, there's always some Jew in a Jew's heart, no matter how far he has gone. But every mitzvah has some influence on something. God doesn't do bad. Hashem set up a spot, a pina, a corner, and a foundation that doesn't slip, that's in the mitzius. Even b'shaygeg, a person is missing something. Misa. And the king's friend will be chayev misa. He neighbor at Sais HaMelech Ba'avasi L'malteyu. If the king in his love for this man wants to rescue him, Amumas Maves, L'slayach Lo V'chai, to forgive him and let him live. So that the king can do that. Avalam Yoichel Oyevoy Sama Maves, but if his friend's going to eat poison, Amyuchel Imalait, HaMelech L'malait Nafshay, can the king save him? Afim Shagag, Hasam Yasa Ketivai. We say the Machusa Da'aras can Machusa Da'rikia, which means that a Kaddish Baruch Hu put in the nature a negative response that a person has to Averis. Zemasha Amru Chazal, Kalaimer Kaddish Baruch Hu Vasrunu, Yavasru Chayav. Someone who says God is a nice guy, that's not the literal translation, but that's what people feel. That God is a nice guy, at the end of the day, he'll forgive us. Yavasru Chayav, he's wrong. Ech Yavater Esesh Kvar Yisro. God doesn't let slip that which he did. So he's explaining this idea. Now, I always felt that the logic that at the end of days, God will just forgive everyone and say it's okay, I don't think it's illogical. I would think it would be logical. At the end, look, we punish either to correct someone or to deter someone as a deterrent. So when Mashiach comes and Olam Hazeh is done for, it would be logical to say that at the end God will forgive. Now for that we need an Ani Mamin. There's an Ani Mamin, one of the 13 Yesodos Emunah, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'anish Lever Mitzvaysav, and he gives Schar L'Makayim Mitzvaysav. Now it's not only one of the 13 Ani Mamins. Even Rabbi Yosef Albo, who took issue with the Rambam's 13 Ani Mamins, he said there are three. He said there are three foundations of faith. The three foundations of faith are the existence of God, existence of Torah, and Schar V'Einish. Idea that there's Schar V'Einish. Now that means that it's given to us as something that's faith. In other words, logically, it would make sense to say that at the end, God will forgive everybody. Why not? But as a foundation of our faith, we say that it doesn't work that way. Kol Ha'Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vasran Hu. Say God at the end says it's okay, Yivasru Chayav. Because now he's explaining it that as if it's just natural. If you eat poison, eat poison. Futva be itzuri bereshis lo yushuna. Vichishaita shkilka yushuna lo say the bereshis. A chaito does averis, he's a fool. Will Hashem change nature? Will be midrash, haisef yosef biyo vam bezeh halashin. Yivasru mu'uhi. Someone says God is a vasran, his stomach, his intestines. What does it mean, Yivasru? His intestines will have excess. Well, there are some of us. How can it pass when a person eats poison? So, basically, Rav Elazar in this piece is going way off the way anybody learns this Mishnah. The idea of Rabbeinu HaKadosh here telling people Ezo Derech Toiv Shiyavar Sa'adam. Basically, it's a very sobering type of a view of the world. Rather than the way most learn pshat in the Mishnah, there's no right pshat or wrong pshat there. The Mishnah is understood both ways. The way most understand it is sort of to build yourself up. But he's saying is that you have to be sober about the reality of everything that takes place in the world. What takes place, this is an Averis, it's a reality. There's a fact to it. There's an existence to it. And even though when you do a mitzvah, you do an aveir, it doesn't feel like anything has happened. It's play game. It affects the it affects the world. It certainly affects the person. You know that when a person gets used to doing something wrong, it just becomes almost impossible to break from it. And therefore, a person has to keep a cheshbon at all times. And it's hard. Some things are major things in Yiddishkeit. I always felt that the 3 weeks or the 9 days are tests of individuals in your house alone, whether you wear freshly laundered clothing and take a hot shower and listening to music for me is not a big temptation. For many people it is, but all these things are really sort of private time. It's sort of a time to remember the Chorbin. Some people remember it, some people don't. Some people take it more seriously, some people less seriously. It's sort of a time of it's supposed to be a time of reflection. In a way, it's a time, a person himself. Anyway, this is the cheshbon here. in this Mishnah. It's a far cry, and it's a good example of a Dehebenkeit, of a certain level of Avedis Hashem, where he can interpret the Mishnah this way. I hope to be back Wednesday night in Yitzhak Hashem. So if you can make it, I'm going to go back tomorrow and then come back Wednesday night. Okay.